Welcome back to Michigan Celebrates Small Business. I'm Jeffrey Mosier, and each spring I get to talk with fabulous business folks from across the state of Michigan that are award winners. This time around, Catherine Baron-Brinker is president and CEO of Simplicity Communications Incorporated out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they are a Best Small Business awardee for this year's cycle of Michigan Celebrates Small Business. Catherine, welcome to Michigan Celebrates.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be here.
Tremendous. So let's start this out. Let's introduce you to the Michigan business community. Tell me about your career path that led to being a president and CEO.
Well, I think that's an interesting thought process. You know, I've had kind of a broken road. You know, I'm a Michigander, grew up on the lakeshore, went to Grand Valley State University in the early 90s, and graduated with an international relations major in French and Japanese languages were my minors. I had to kind of create an international business degree because they didn't really have that at the time. So, you know, I got out of college as a non-traditional student thinking, what do I want to do with my career? I landed at a company called Amway and enjoyed some time in the PR department, the international PR department. And then I had a couple of different stints in a German company called SUSPA Incorporated and an Israeli company called Minicom. And that landed me into a company that was totally outside the realm of my marketing and PR direction. I started at a company called Telegration that was headquartered in Troy, Michigan, and I was an account executive. So I went from being a vice president of sales and marketing to an account executive. And I hadn't thought of ever selling before. You know, I didn't see myself as a salesperson, but I really enjoyed the technology industry and communications industry. So I worked for that company for 3.5 years before they kind of pushed me into being an agent. And that's where Simplicity was born. January 5th of 2007, the president of Telegration said, here's your resignation letter. Here's your agent agreement. Welcome to the program. And that's how Simplicity was born. And now we're in our 18th year, and it's just been a fantastic journey.
Well, excellent. So that's a perfect point to then transition and share the 18-year company history for Simplicity Communications. I'd love to hear that story.
You know, technology has evolved so much, and it evolves very quickly. So when I first started with Simplicity, we were just going in and reading phone bills and helping customers save money and, you know, evolve their technology. The last 8 to 10 years has been very different because of the introduction of cloud and the acceptance of cloud, especially with the pandemic. So we've really got into selling cloud phone systems. And even now we have security and customer experience and automation that we're bringing in. So the company looks very different these days as it did when we first started.
Perfect. Well, you started to answer, and you're welcome to dig deeper then, as my follow-up question is, what are the scope of services in 2024, especially if they've evolved, which you say they have?
Yeah, they really have. So we have what I call practices these days. We have a security practice. Lots of businesses, big and small, do address their security issues. Everybody's at risk, right? So we have a security practice that we go in and help companies bring in the right providers to help them either do pen testing or assessments, and then certainly remediations and really making sure they're protected. The next area is our expense management practice, where we go in and actually identify what a customer is doing, what invoices they have, what contracts they have, and we help them organize that. In that area, we've been really successful with a West Michigan grocery store retail chain the last 7 years, where we've saved them 30% on their $17 million budget just by organizing and identifying what they're doing. So our technology expense management practice is really the backbone of the company. We also, the last year and a half, have evolved into building a customer experience and automation practice. And where this is important is this area focuses on how a company, big or small, interacts with their customers and their employees. So you have to really understand what your customers are saying about you out there, you know, on socials and the web, so that you can respond properly, getting the sentiment out there. So that's what our customer experience practice does. And I brought in some really high level talent to help address that, especially recently this week. We just brought in a healthcare customer experience and patient experience advocate that's really going to help our healthcare customers be able to tap into some of the technology that they can automate and help our customers in that self-service where they can keep those complex interactions to human interactions. But when they need those self-service, if you need to just schedule an appointment or reschedule an appointment, those should be at that client's fingertips to do that themselves. So we kind of evolved from just looking at phone bills early in our history to now we have very specific practices where we can go in and be that subject matter expert and help customers make sure they're taking advantage of the technology that's out there and navigating that. And that's really why I named the company Simplicity, is because it can be so complex and challenging, and you really need somebody to help you simplify that and help prioritize what should you do so you're not wasting money or resources going down a road that's not going to serve your full technology plan.
Wonderful. So across those service sectors, are you serving only Michigan customers, branching out across the U.S., or even dipping your toes into maybe Ontario or international business?
Yeah, most definitely. We're headquartered here in Michigan, so we do a lot of Michigan business, but a lot of our clients have locations all over. So we've actually written contracts in places like China or in Singapore and Bangladesh. So we can certainly deliver services anywhere in the world, but our actual strategic plan focuses on having domestic locations where we're actually, I just opened up the Salt Lake City market. We have employees in the Dallas, Texas market. And now we just brought somebody on in the Ohio market. So our goal is to have 15 locations domestically where we have staff and talent, but also internationally over the next 5 years, we want to have some international business development. And I recently brought on my vice president of global sales that has the experience in the Latin American and the European markets to help us open those markets. So we're really excited about the trajectory of the company and where we're going over the next 5 years.
Great. So before being nominated and now winning this award, Best Small Business Awardee, were you familiar with Michigan Celebrate Small Business?
We were. We have been so blessed because in 2018, we were awarded one of the 50 small businesses to watch. And I really think that's part of the trajectory of Simplicity's success. That put me in touch with some amazing organizations like the Edward Lowe Foundation. And so the last 6 years, I've participated in a CEO roundtable that I know that some of my thoughts and ideas and support from that organization has a direct reflection on us winning that award. So I think that there's a lot of organizations out there to help second stage businesses that maybe people don't know about. So I was really fortunate to have access to that. And so over the 6 years, you know, trying to work through that. And even one of my CEO roundtable, you know, introduced me to another program through the Small Business Association, Emerging Leadership. And that's where I wrote my actual 5-year growth plan. So I think that there's so many amazing Michigan resources. And I'm so proud that Simplicity is a Michigan-based company because I think that our growth here is, you know, going to be focused growth here in Michigan as well. But just the programs and the resources that we have so that we don't feel like we're hanging out there by ourselves. We have the resources that we can tap into.
Excellent. We have that track record and the experience in the last 6 years as an alumnus, but what does winning this award mean for Simplicity Communications Incorporated?
So I think that the important thing about winning awards is it's not just an award for Catherine as the business owner. It's an award for my team. It's because my team is setting out and achieving objectives and being successful. And this award means that everybody collaborating together is achieving that success. So it makes me most proud to see Simplicity winning an award and being able to celebrate that, you know, where I'm bringing my team and I'm bringing key people that help in my success, celebrate that and that they can feel that success. So I love that we were nominated, and to win is just truly a special feeling. But watching my staff that day, seeing me walk up on stage and participating in that, I think that that is such a special feeling. That's what I can't wait to see on May 21st. And I'll kind of warn you, you will know we're in the room. We're bringing our entire team. and we could be the loudest people in the room because they get pretty excited. But, you know, it's just such a blessing to be able to watch them celebrate the success along with me.
Perfect. That answers the next question, which was, are you and your team planning on attending the May 21st Gala Celebration at the Breslin Center in East Lansing? So we will look forward to seeing you there. Well, if someone hearing this would like to know more about your company, how might they do so? What's that contact information?
Sure, definitely look for us on social media. We're on LinkedIn at SimplicityCom. You can find our website. Simplicity Communications Incorporated is located at simplicitycom.com. And that's simplicity with a Y, SimpliciCom.com. Check us out. We've got an amazing marketing manager and he loves to put some cool social stuff out there. So follow us, check us out, and reach out if I can answer any questions.
Perfect. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for spending some time with Michigan Celebrates today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. And once again, Catherine Baron Brinker, President and CEO, Simplicity Communications Incorporated out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're a Best Small Business awardee and an alumnus of the Michigan Celebrates Small Business Awards over the years. And we'll be back with more Michigan Celebrates on the Michigan Business Network.